Good morning. My guest this morning is Madeline Keegan O'Connell, the executive director of YWCA DVAM. So, Madeline, tell us what DVAM is.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Roland, thanks so much for having me on Sonoma Spotlight, and a big shout out to all your listeners. DVAM, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and many people equate October with breast cancer awareness, and certainly our community equates October with the anniversary of our horrific wildfires, nationally and certainly locally, October is known to the folks at YWCA as Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
I know that there's an event you're going to talk about on October 25th.
Right. We are inviting our community to join us for the premiere of the local premiere of a very powerful film called Power and Control, with a subtitle of Domestic Violence in America. We'll be showing that starting at 7 o'clock at the Summerfield Cinemas on Summerfield Road. And we're so happy to have the support of Kaiser Permanente and Clone Printing as our sponsors. And our friends next door there at Mary's Pizza, they're doing a little dine and donate. So we are billing it, as you just mentioned to me, as a dinner and a movie. And, you
That's
know,
great.
Our goal is to create awareness for what domestic violence is, and certainly allow the community to understand that YWCA's mission is to end domestic violence in Sonoma County. And in doing that, one of the most powerful things your listeners can do is visit us on our website at YWCASC, that stands for SonomaCounty.org. And I want to just let everybody know that we've been around since 1975, and we are the community's answer to the call of families who struggle with violence in the place where they should feel most safe, Roland, and that would be inside their own homes.
Right.
So we are the organization locally that has the only dedicated 24/7 crisis hotline for families to call. And I'd really like to share that phone number, if that would be okay
with
you, Roland.
Sure, please do.
It's 546-1234. 546-1234. Very easy to remember. And we encourage not only folks that are dealing with issues in their own home, but also friends, family, coworkers, neighbors. We're here for the entire community, Roland. We want to make sure that people know that we're here, we're available, and we want to help. As we all know, our community has endured a lot of loss, trauma, and despair as we grapple with the impact of last year's October wildfires,
yes,
which, by the way, really cast a shadow over Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and rightly so. We were all struggling. We were all touched. Devastating loss, evacuations, both mandatory and voluntary, it impacted everyone. But for the YWCA, through it all, one thing remains very clear, Roland, all of us. All of us are vulnerable to circumstances beyond reason, which can change our lives in an instant. You might remember, I see you nodding your head, the heightened sense of anxiety during the unpredictable path of that fire left us very fatigued as we all awaited news of containment.
So my family was evacuated.
Oh, my goodness. And mine as well. So in many ways, to the YWCA, the fire crisis mirrors the characteristics of the ongoing trauma families affected by domestic violence know all too well. We had to flee our homes to escape harm, and in many cases left behind precious belongings. And we all had that same profound uncertainty of what lies ahead. And so with all due respect to all of us who endured the fire, remember that families dealing with domestic violence face evacuation not as an isolated occasion, but as a way of life.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Thank you.
So October 25th, dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie. And all of our activities can be found on our website. Next Tuesday evening, we'll be with a group called Treasure House. They are a wonderful store over there at 3450 Airway Drive. It's like an estate sale every day. And they are lovely people who sell wonderful home furnishings. And the proceeds from their store go right back to the YWCA.
Excellent.
Remember that we are the ones with the confidential shelter for families that are escaping violence. We're the ones with the hotline, and we run a preschool for at-risk kids. We also have a robust therapy program, which keeping us very busy these days with families challenged with mental health issues.
Let's once again tell them, 546-1234, 1234.
That's right.
YWCASC.org.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.